welcome everyone to the National School District Board of Education Combined Committee of the Whole and regular public Board of Education meeting for January 23rd, 2018. All the order opening statement pursuant to NJS. Notice this meeting has been provided by the location of Asbury Park Place. CoStar posted the Borough Hall of Manasquan and in the schools within the time limit prescribed. Please join me for the Pledge of Allegiance. Statement to the public, oftentimes it may appear to be borrowed from the Board of Education takes action. Political comment and indication of value have spoken. Board matters that may be the public meeting administration to further review the Board of the Superintendent of the Schools. If the Superintendent of the Schools is satisfied, the matter is ready to be presented to the Board of Education. It is then placed in the next committee of the whole meeting. The members of our board work with the administration and the Superintendent of Schools to ensure that they fully understand the matter. After the committee of the whole approves the matter, it is on the agenda for action at our meeting. Yes. That brings us to number eight, our student Ethan, like your else that isn't interested in Mr. Notley's extremely exciting presentation, we understand if you want to take a minute now and get onto your night. Having sat through Mr. Notley's presentation, I would say that now's the time to get to the doors. Studying and doing stuff like that. I'm scared. That's the other reason we're on.
high school renovations and additions. This is the single largest contract as part of this this construction program. Close to $7 million of work with Captain Construction Corp. That project is moving along pretty well. Helical piles, there's about 75 helical piles that have been installed. We got the as-built documents from the subcontractor doing that work last week. Structural engineer has evaluated that. There's a couple of piles that weren't placed in close enough to where they should be. So the contractor is going to install four additional piles this week, and then the pile installation will be complete. New water main is installed, stormwater piping outside of the addition. That work is about 90% complete. There's certain rainwater conductors that need to be tied in. It's a lot of work taking place in the music room area. That work occurred over the winter holiday, and we're expecting that to be turned back over to the owners. Footings of the elevator pit are underway right now. Some mechanical equipment has now begun to arrive on site. Dylan Germer is here on site full time. We're continuing to conduct bi-weekly construction meetings with the school district administration and the active contractors, those being SLS and Kappa. We've been conducting design meetings with media center staff for the library renovations that are going to take place at the elementary school this coming summer.
Do you have a question for me, Natalie?
Oh, it's nice to see that we're on time and on the budget.
The elevator pit where you had the pump. What's that elevator there? If you're constantly pumping it now.
Discussion items for the agenda this evening. I'll turn it over to Dr. Cage for education, curriculum, and technology.
The construction project is going fairly smoothly, and we have to thank you for that. That's why we're having questions today. I'm on the subject, so that's very special. We have a construction is doing a good job. It's been now, and it is the
location, because Broadway is, Broad Street, I'm sorry, is a county road, the county planning board has requested a letter from the board acknowledging that in the future, Broad Street needs to be widened by the county, our representative land along our road for this purpose. Also are requesting that, along with that, we provide a bridge maintenance easement for the bridge span, for any work that's needed for the bridge spanning the Judas Creek. They will accept basically a letter of intent from the board that I would be happy to, as long as there are no objections from the BC to writing that letter to the county planning board.
Is this because we're redoing the parking lot?
It actually came up back in 2005 when we had the elementary school. It was discussed at the planning board level to the board. And my understanding at that time, no letter was either offered, and the planning board would just like to know if we would start writing that we decide to work.
high school, we have 940. Elementary school, 586. Working on our fire drill. We had a fire drill. December 20th, we had a shelter in place, satisfying state statute. At elementary school, December 13th, we had a lockdown. And December 19th, we had a fire drill. Regarding our harassment discrimination, we report the document C. We had one incident that was confirmed.
The new
come with the later, Jesse.
I really wish you would communicate better.
That's criticism. Well, yeah,
really.
Really.
I mean, said that. Now I hope I get some great director of school counseling.
Okay, Naviance, something that I've been talking about every month. I actually checked again this morning. 79% of our senior class apply to colleges, which is really a very large amount for this time of year. You know, even prior to February 1st, 80%, like I said, have applied. Decisions on a daily basis, and they're now to apply. Good, you know, they rush sometimes, and the reality is, you know, students kind of.
basically think you had it on your schedule. I'm meeting with legislators.
Brings us to our public forum on agenda items. Time may be allocated for public comment at this meeting. The speaker may be allowed a limited time when recognized by the presiding officer. In the event it appears the public comment portion of the meeting, the presiding officer may limit the statement to the participant. 3 to 5 minutes of information. Anyone wishing to address the board to be recognized by the presiding officer should provide addresses to the group, if any, that they represent. Although the board encourages public participation, it reserves the right for this presiding officer to terminate remarks. Or by an individual not keeping with the conduct of a proper and efficient meeting. During the public participation portions of this meeting, the board will not respond to questions from the public involving employment, appointment, termination of employment, negotiations, terms and conditions of employment, evaluation of performance of, promotion, or discipline of any prospective or current employee. This public forum is limited to the items included in this agenda only. Will anyone from the public like to speak? Takes us to our matters on general items. And I would ask if the board would need anything separated out of items 13 to 23. 13 to 23, please. Did everybody see that? 13 through 23? We have a motion for 13 through 23. Mr. Hogan, any questions? Sandy.
Mr. Haldeman.
Yes.
Mrs. Basali.
Yes.
Mr. Kennedy.
Yes.
Mrs. Brown.
Yes.
Mr. Robin.
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino.
Yes.
Carol.
That's it. Mr. Items for the mayor and the sending districts. Minutes 24 through 52. When you may be separated 24 through 42. Seeing no one, do we have a motion for 24 to 42? Second. Mr. Vitale, any questions on those items?
Mr. Balderman.
Yes.
Mrs. Basali.
Yes.
Mrs. Tammy.
Yes.
Mrs. Palmer.
Yes.
Mr. Hovner.
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino.
Yes.
Mr. Vitale.
Yes.
That brings us to 43 of the new business.
Receive the opioid use and misuse educational fact sheet, and with that they also received the letter that's mandated by the state for our athletes to sign with their parents, and this has to be signed for the athletic season March 2nd with our athletes. Are there any questions about that? There can be electronic signatures on this as well. So So I want to make it as easy as we can for the parents and the applicants.
How are we doing that? How are we distributing?
Well, I was going to talk to Jesse about possibly talking with the supervisor and first of all, having him talk to the coach and let them know and ask the coaches what they would prefer. I think if you prefer it being either online or on the page where you can access it and electronically sign it or emailing it. It's really something that the station is focusing on, athletic athletes and the youth, but it's something I think that all students should sign, although we're not going for all students, we're just doing the athletes. So it could be something we email to the entire high school community. But
is there a repercussion for not having it signed by the coach?
That wasn't spoken about.
I'm just saying that, I mean, you think the spring coaches would be having preseason meetings with the players? It would be something to say this. Just getting it done then, so it's
that's what they would like.
Unless there's no repercussion for that. That's 1 month second, all of a sudden,
I don't think there'd be any repercussions for that, and I think that we should leave that with the coaches and the athletic supervisors.
Correct. I agree wholeheartedly.
Thank you. Okay. That's some old and new news. I forgot the question.
Brings us to our second public forum, where we have to be heard on any item, agenda or otherwise, to be heard at the time. Come right up to the microphone.
These athletes are just scratching the surface of the internet, and that motivation. most of the success is due to hard work and dedication. If you have always been able to drop your facility in the community, I hope you consider what I've brought up to you today. I hope to see a change. I know I may be a senior, but I only reap the benefits of these changes for a short period of time. If I would love to see you in your classroom and the other staff at least for your staff. So I urge you, Board of Education, consider giving this set of practice facility and education through other regulations.
Before you sit down, I am not supposed to comment nor dialogue with the audience, but I would be remiss if I didn't compliment you for your attire, how you approach the microphone, how you address the board, and I would be remiss if I didn't apologize for you, because I really think that a superintendent and the Board of Education are here for all students, and I have not given any proper focus. I thought I did when I tried to get Point Pleasant to give us the track a couple times a week. But I did that, I moved on, and you're right, you have accomplished. I compliment you for that, and your representation has gone well. One of the things, and you've been heard, and I'll do everything I can to help you with your suggestions.
Thank you. Thank you for coming out. From the public, like to be heard. Tough act to follow there. Set the bar pretty high. All right. See you soon. That brings us to our executive session. Whereas the Senator Byron Bear Open Public Meeting Act, S.A. 10:4-6, the Act provides the Massacon Board of Education holding executive session from which the public is excluded to discuss matters that are confidential under the 9 subject matters listed in Section 12B of the Act. And whereas it is recommended by the Superintendent of the Massacon Board of Education, go into executive session on this date in Massacon, New Jersey, to discuss matters that are permissible for discussion in executive session. And whereas the length of this executive session is estimated to be 30 minutes, after which the public meeting of the board shall reconvene and proceed with business. And whereas the board hereby declares the discussion of the following subjects will be made public at a time when the public's interest in disclosure is greater than any privacy or governmental interest being protected from disclosure. Now, therefore, be it resolved, the Massacon Board of Education, the board shall be in executive session to discuss the following items. Number one, a confidential matter per state or court order, statute or court order, which is a student matter. Number 7, litigation or contract matters or attorney-client, which is a discussion of the rebid of the alternate school renovations. And number 8, personnel matters, which involve the hirings, resignations, leaves of absence, and performance. Matters discussed in executive session will result in board action when we reconvene the public session this evening. Do we have a motion to go into executive session? Mr. Hover, second. Ms. DePalma, all those in favor? Do we have a motion to return to public session?
Mr. Palmer, second.
Mr. Hover, all those in favor?
Aye.
That brings us to Manasquan item number 46, personnel. Recommend approval of the elementary school personnel as per document 5. We have a motion for document 5. Mr. Sowing, second. Mr. Palmer, any questions on document 5? Sandra?
Mr. Balderman?
Yes.
Mrs. Passant? Mrs. Passant?
What? Oh, yes.
Mr.
I'm sorry.
Yes.
Like, what?
Mrs. DePalma?
Yes.
Mr. Hovater?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Carrie? I'm tired. I'm sorry.
And Massacon Senate District, items 47. Just 47. Personnel, recommend approval of the high school personnel as per document N. Do we have a motion for document N? Mr. Hovater? Second by Mr. Vitale. Any questions? Sandy?
Mr. Balderman?
Yes.
Mrs. Passant?
Yes.
Mr. Catani?
Yes.
Mrs. DePalma?
Yes.
Mr. Hovater?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Mr. Vitale?
Yes.
Carried.
We have a motion to adjourn?
Yes.
All those in favor?
I'm so sorry.
Mr. Meekins, that.